Welcome to the Divorce Confidant Podcast. I'm your host, Joy Bartholomew, and this is a place for women who are going through and healing through divorce, women who are ready to rebuild their confidence and self-trust, women who are ready to recreate themselves, women who are ready for full life makeovers. So if you're a divorced woman, mama, or empty nester who is ready to navigate divorce and find yourself and find your happiness, then grab your latte or rosé and let's get started. Hello, hello, ladies, and welcome back. My name is Joy, and I am your host here at the Divorce Confidant Podcast, and I am so glad you're with me here today. It's the end of January. It is the end of divorce month, and I thought as a farewell to divorce month that we started off with a visualization podcast here for you for post-divorce, for after the drama has subsided, for who you are becoming. So ladies, if you have been with me before, I'm grateful that you are back with me here again this week. And if you are new to the podcast, then I'm so glad that you found us. I'm so glad that you are working your way through divorce, working your way through co-parenting, and really taking control of your life, taking control of this whole process, this whole becoming, this whole rejuvenation and reclamation of who you are. So, you know, as a divorce coach, I work with women who are going through this process. And it's just amazing. It's just staggering to me, the women who are ready to step up and do this work. And through these visualization exercises that we're going to talk about here today, as we are, again, leaving divorce month, I am really challenging you to step into this new version of yourself where you really can build the confidence, find the resilience, dig down deep, find who it is you truly are, and dream big into this next phase. And this is what this visualization is going to help you with. It's going to help you find where it is that you are going. Knowing what your end is going to help you create that positive plan and positive goal setting through the way. And I know now might be a tough spot and you're in the middle of the ish. And I've been there, sweetie. I have been there. And it's not always easy. And that's fine. That's part of the process. That's part of this rediscovering who you are, is getting rid of the old and bringing in the new. But this tough spot doesn't last forever. And I think that's what a lot of people get hung up on, is where they are now, rather than seeing this as the catalyst that's setting you up for your future self. So let's get past focusing on the tough stuff. We've talked about the co-parenting this month. We talked about the finances this month, the mistakes you make, some of those things that are already done for you. Now let's look ahead of you and figure out where you are going from here. And visualization is a great way to do that. And this is the opportunity where you can create the mental image of your future. So you can actually structure a path to help you get there, right? This is going to help you build that confidence. It's going to help you give you clarity. It's going to be good for your mental health to focus on something positive, to focus on something future, rather than being stuck, you know, those little air quotes, being stuck where you are, really helping you create some new habits that are going to help you walk through the gap and get you to the other side. So the more you visualize, the more you do that future casting to look ahead, the more your brain actually believes those visualizations to be true. Your brain doesn't understand what is fact and fiction. We want to make sure that when you're looking at these visualizations, you're putting them into a positive light. You're putting them into aspirations that are attainable, and they may not seem fully attainable now. And, you know, that's where that gap comes in. That's where those little baby steps come across, getting you from here to there. But if you can start to visualize, you are going to start to dig out of the ruts that your brain has already been entrenched in. You are going to fire new neurons, and neurons that fire together wire together. So this really is an opportunity to rewire your brain into something new, into something positive. And I think that when you look back in maybe 6 months, a year, 2 years, and you look back on where you are now, you can see the path that your body and brain connection have made through this process. And it's worth investing the time and energy in yourself to make these visualizations come into reality. And it's really focusing on them once you get them kind of set. The problem is, what are visualizations? How do we get them set? So when you visualize, you get to see the world, your future, and yourself absolutely differently, in a completely new perspective, because visualization stimulates the reticular activating system, that part of your brain that looks at your environment opportunities. And if you are feeding your brain new goals, new end results, new outcomes, it's going to start looking for new opportunities. If you're stuck in those ruts and you're giving it the same old scenario, it's going to keep you stuck in the same old patterns and habits. But it's where you want to visualize something new. And I love the reticular activating system, because when you start looking for those new opportunities, you start seeing them everywhere. It's like when you go buy a new car, right? You're like, I want a new burgundy SUV. I want a new white sports car. I want a new blue convertible, whatever kind of car it is. Next thing you know, everything you see on the road is a burgundy SUV or a white sports car or a blue convertible, because you've rewired your brain into thinking that this is what I want. Now all it's going to do is see those opportunities in front of you. And you know it to be true. You know that you've gone car shopping. You know that you've done these things in the past. And this is just the technical term for what it's called. So when we're out driving around down here in South Carolina, we're outside of Charleston, and Charleston is called the Holy City. And it's called that because there are so many churches in downtown Charleston and now spread out into the suburbs. So every time we go driving, we'll call out churches when we see them. Church, church, church. Now my brain is wired to see churches everywhere. And it's funny, I just saw a barn today with a cross on it on the way back from a doctor's appointment. I was like, church, and just calling out randomly on the highway. But you know it to be true because you've done it yourself. But this is where you can start seeing it and start implementing this process. So instead of maybe a car, or in my case, a church, what kind of job do you want? Do you want to up level or change your career? And now everything you see in front of you is an ad to go back to school for this career? Or is it a job listing? Or is it talking to somebody that's one of your friends who starts talking about it, or hearing it in the Dunkin' Donut line? And you start hearing somebody talk about that kind of a career, that kind of a job switch? Or is it something with a new home? Like, oh, I want to downsize because I don't need all the space. And now everything you see is there are these cute little cottages for sale. There's these cute little townhouses for sale. And now all of a sudden your brain is rewired into thinking that this is the case. Now, also, you can look at this for dating. And we're not coveting somebody else's guy, and I'm not talking about it that way, but you start seeing somebody who has characteristics of somebody that you would like to date. Oh, look, he pulled out her chair. He opened the car door. He smiled. He took her hand. He leaned in and whispered to her. You're like, oh, no, but that's who I want. That's the kind of guy I want. Well, all of a sudden now you're going to start seeing that everywhere. So it does create these new opportunities, and it opens up for new dreams. And it really does help perpetuate yourself this ladder of dreams, to dream bigger, to dream better, to dream broader, whatever it is, but it's going to allow you to up-level what it is you're looking for. So what areas in your life do you want to begin in this visualization process? The way I work through these is working through the wheel of life. And if you're just broadly throwing spaghetti at the wall and saying, I want to make my life better and have goals this way, you're going to miss some key components. So it's hard to start from scratch, but if you can visualize in these eight areas in that wheel of life, it's going to help you structure what your life is going to look like in the future. So those eight areas are emotional, occupational, intellectual or personal growth, environmental, financial, social, physical, and spiritual. I will certainly have all of those in the show notes for you. But I want you to focus on each of these areas independently. Create financial outcome that you want. Create an occupational, an emotional, social outcome that you want, independent of one another. And what's going to happen is you're going to start to blend those into a full picture of who it is you want to become. But how are you going to do that? Because visualization isn't about imagination or being dreamy, right? This is about being purposeful. So this isn't going to say, I want to marry a prince. That's being dreamy. I want to win the ice skating Olympics. That's dreamy. Okay. I think ladies, all of us are past that. that road is closed. We are done. We aren't going to be marrying the prince and we aren't going to be winning the figure skating Olympics. And that's fine. That's imagination. Visualization is very specific and a detailed picture. You know what? I want to cultivate a relationship with a man who is my perfect partner, my best friend, my soulmate, and I want to marry that person. That's very specific. I'm not talking about dark hair and blue eyes and all these other things. I'm talking about who that person is, those characteristics of this person. Or I want to get in shape because I want to do something functional, or I want to do something fun, or I want to do something competitive. May not be the Olympics, I get it, but you've got a goal to reach for that is really attainable. I have to say, I was doing some visualization. I had this amazing visualization, and it was me walking in St. Armand Circle in Sarasota, Florida. I was a specific size, wearing a specific dress. I had a confidence and a swagger. My shoulders were back. I was wearing these really cute heels. And I was just enjoying this stroll down St. Armand Circle, so much so that I actually went online to see if I could find the exact dress, the floral print dress that I was wearing when I was doing this meditative visualization. So what I want for you to do is understand that as you're doing this, you're going to be using all five senses. You're going to be using your sight, your sound, touch, smell, and taste, but you're also even going to bring in your mood. What is your mood like? In my scenario, walking in St. Armand Circle, I could see myself. I could see the clothes I was wearing. I could see the confidence. I could see just the happiness. I could feel the textures of the dress and the heels, and it was just that real. And that's where your visualization is going to be different than that dreamy imagination. This is going to be something attainable. It might be a stretch. You might not think you can do it, but this is something that is in essence real. So what I want you to remember is that this is that mental dress rehearsal for life. And athletes use this a lot. Athletes use this to track how they're going to perform on the field. Just like I was walking down the street in Sarasota, baseball players will visualize themselves getting up to bat. They're going to have this visualization, the weightiness of the bat in their hand. They're going to have the pitcher and see the windup and watch that ball come all the way in until it hits the bat. They're going to feel the release of the bat, the run to first base, how they're going to round the bases, how they're going to hit the bag and keep running, how they're going to connect all the way around, digging in deep. The smell of the sweat, the cheer in the crowd. And as they slide into home plate, the dust that just flies up and they can taste the dirt and the essence of that home run. So understand this visualization isn't just the dreaminess of a Disney movie. This is a mental rehearsal for your life. So there are two ways that you can start working through this in each of these eight areas. And one of them is to journal the outcomes in each of the eight areas. Journal the outcome. Journal the lifestyle that you want. Journal who you're becoming. Journal the goals you see for yourself in each of these eight areas. Maybe it's a 6-month, a 1-year, a 5-year goal. Write it down. Financially, where do I want to be? Spiritually, how do I want to connect with God? And where do I want to be in that relationship with my Creator? How is it that I want to live in each of these eight areas? And write it down, journal it. And you can keep those someplace where you can see them. You can keep them, you know, in a drawer where you revisit them. You can keep them however you want. Because from there, you can then prioritize and create a plan to achieve each of those goals. And this is sometimes where we get lost, is we have our starting point of where we are, and we have these visualizations of where we want to go. But it's the plan, it's that gap in the middle that we need to bridge. So sometimes what we need to do is figure out to get from one side to the other, what do I either need to start or what do I need to stop? Financially, this comes in a lot. I need to start saving more money. I need to start getting a better paying job. I need to maybe start looking for a secondary job. Or I need to stop. I need to stop overspending. I need to stop Amazon. I need to stop subscriptions. Maybe Netflix needs to go, or Hulu, or whichever subscription it is. But maybe you need to start some things and maybe you need to stop some things. And maybe that helps you bridge that gap. And then we get to number two, which is maybe creating a vision board. A vision board can really help you with this collage of maybe a certain size you want to become or a certain style you want to emulate. I see Kate Middleton stuff everywhere, and she's just so classic and iconic. Maybe you want to start dressing more feminine in floral prints or look more classic and detailed, or maybe you like a more of an edgy look. Putting some of those things on your vision board can be really very helpful because it's that collage of pictures that is going to give you inspiration and motivation, and it's going to keep reminding your mind where it is you're going. It's not showing you where you are. Sweetie, you know where you are. This is that inspiration that helps you move forward, move past the gap and into that place where you are reaping the benefits of the visualization of the changes and who you are becoming. Some people do well with words, with written goals, with mind maps, with plans. Other people do well with imagery. You can pick whichever one you want, or you can do both. Maybe you write down the goals and you write down the plan and you keep that vision board up there so you can see where it is you want to be. Because I want to make sure that you have a clear end result. And what's fun is when you can 6 months, a year, 5 years from now, see that end result and look back and go, wow, now I saw the steps that got me here. I saw the confidence. I saw the self-trust. I saw my self-building self-esteem, good habits, good behaviors. And I was able to hone those in to get me where I want to go. So I do have a download for you. It's a journaling workbook to begin the process in each of these eight areas. So if you go to divorce-confidant.com/dream, you can get a copy of the workbook. You can download it. It's got journaling for each of those eight areas, and you can start writing it out. I will certainly put that in the show notes so you can just click right there on the link and pop over to the website. Because I want to get you from where you are to where you want to go. And once you can write down that end result, then it's just mapping that gap in between. And that's where I come in. That's where I've helped women work through this process, help them in this decision-making process, help them find the clarity. And sometimes it's not some grandiose end result. Maybe it's a 6-month goal for one or two small things. And you know what that does? That builds confidence. Well, now you can take on one or two more things. Now you can take on two or three, and they're bigger things. And as you do, as your self-confidence builds, it snowballs. And now you say, you know what? I want to do even bigger and better things. So I always recommend starting with just one or two, just to get your feet under you, just to get you ready for those bigger and better things that are in your life, that God has planned for you in your life, that purpose, that planning, that calling that is waiting for you after this messy phase, this emotional phase, and this just really draining phase of divorce. So I recommend going ahead and getting your dreams and goals on paper. Get your version of yourself just put down on paper where you can see it. You can feel it. You can hear the sound, maybe of the heels clicking on hardwood floors, maybe the feel of the fabric, maybe the rev of the engine of the new car, maybe the new home you're going to want to decorate and how you want to do that. I want you to start visualizing what is in store for you in this next phase. And then I want you to go ahead and schedule a call. Schedule that free consultation call on the website where we can talk about how we're going to get you there, how we're going to bridge that gap, how we're going to use those little positive stepping stones to get you across to the other side with ease and grace. Because I am here as your cheerleader. I am here to hold you accountable. I am here to help you when you might be feeling frustrated. And that's my job as a coach, is to help you through this process, give you the resources that you need to make this easier on yourself. So ladies, go ahead and download that free journal. Go ahead, schedule that call. And let's go ahead and figure out what it would look like to get you to that other side, how working together can help fast track those results for you, really changing those dreams, that visualization, into a reality. Ladies, thank you for being here this week. I am so grateful that you continue to show up here. I would love for you to leave a review of the podcast and just let me know what it is you think of the podcast and how maybe this has helped you. Just leaving that review allows other people to go ahead and find us here on the show. Ladies, have a lovely week, and I look forward to seeing you back here next Wednesday. Thanks for joining me here on the podcast today, ladies. If you're dealing with stress or struggling with your divorce or a co-parenting issue, feel free to reach out and schedule a consultation appointment. It is absolutely free. You can reach me at divorce-confidant.com. There's also a link in the show notes to help you out. And I look forward to seeing you back here next week for another episode of the Divorce Confidant Podcast. Have a lovely week, ladies.